Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the last hour, we got off into white phosphorus being called a chemical weapon by some of the anti-war people. And that's only going to hurt us in the end. I'm against the war. Our caller, who's Vietnam Vets against the war. The torture, the indiscriminate blowing up of buildings full of men, women, and children in Fallujah is wrong. And white phosphorus is a restricted weapon to be used in most cases. And now they have these high-tech generations of it where it's a cluster bomb and it spreads out over a large area, and they did use it on civilians, and it's really bad. But then when we start calling it a chemical weapon, that's just, there's chemicals in a TNT-jacketed fragmentation, 1,000-pound bomb dropped out of a B-52. So it's just to start calling everything chemical weapons then lessens it in people's minds what real chemical weapons do. I mean, real chemical weapon, you spray it out of an airplane and it kills everybody that gets a whiff of it. Because it's the chemical that kills you by a chemical interaction with the metabolic rate of the body. To start calling incendiary bombs or incendiary sprays chemical is dishonest. Let's attack the New World Order on real issues here, folks. It really gets frustrating. Go ahead, Max, Vietnam veteran. If you have anything else you wanted to add about you used white phosphorus, describe this earlier generation of white phosphorus you used, and then I want to get your take on the war, sir.
I think we should have left when we captured Saddam Hussein. We should have pulled our troops out and told them to defend their own country. But the white phosphorus that we used, it was marked on the boxes as it came in, incendiary device.
Well, that's what it is.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what Jane's Weapons Encyclopedia listed as.
So, I mean, using it to help our troops defend themselves, I am for. But for killing just innocent people, no, I'm not for that.
But there are rules of engagement, and obviously, if you're stuck in a position being charged by infantry, which you say you were, and I know it was used in Vietnam, and you're firing mortars at them specifically, that shouldn't be a restricted weapon. What's being discussed here is there's all different types being used over there, but they have these new cluster bombs that do it, and it's just a mass killing device, and it's being used on the general public.
Now, that's not good.
Oh, I'm sure you've heard these neocons say, let's just kill everybody in Fallujah, nuke the city.
Right. Yeah. There's one other thing I got. I've been listening to you for over 4 years, almost every night. And your nighttime frequency sucks. I'll just tell you plain out.
Has it gotten worse since we switched?
Oh, terrible. Terrible. I can't hardly get you at all. Nights I can't get you is when the weather's just so-so and the conditions are just right. I've been listening to Joyce and Dave because I can't get you.
Well, that's, at least you got them to listen to. So 3210 was better for you?
Oh, much better. Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll talk to WWCR and try to switch back over to 3210. I just knew that, normally a little bit higher, a mid-range frequency, like a 5.765, should be better. So, perhaps it's perhaps
it's 5850. And they come in pretty clear.
All right. Well, sir, I appreciate your call. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it might be that transmitter. It might be the power level on that. Oh, sir, are you still there? He's gone. I was going to ask him, the report we keep getting is that 5.765 comes in fine, and then right when I come on, I've got this from a lot of people, so where there's smoke, there's fire, but for some reason it then drops dramatically. So I guess I need to tune in myself. I used to do that in the past. I just can't monitor. This AM and FM station's only carrying you 2 hours now, or this one's carrying you 6 hours. I can't call and thank stations. I can't call and complain. I can't. And I know they're getting beat up over there. I don't think they're doing it on purpose. I know I'm getting beat up over here. And they pointed out, though, that I asked for this frequency change just because I thought, these frequencies are open. They must be better. Well, I got to make a decision here because it's become a major issue. All right. We'll be right back, folks, on the other side of this quick break to cover more news and take your calls. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139, or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Here in just a few minutes, embedded time reporter Bush lied in speech yesterday about Iraqi security forces. President Bush claimed that Iraqi security forces primarily led the assault on the city of Tal Afar. Bush highlighted it as a especially clear sign of the progress Iraqi security forces were making in Iraq. And, you know, they claim they have 150 groups of these soldiers. And then the brass is asked, and they admit, no, we have three. And that's in 2.5+ years, they have three little groups of these soldiers. And they have to be led by U.S. troops, or they retreat every time. But Bush and Rumsfeld say, no, no, they're leading now. They're leading assaults. But then notice the spin from the time embed. He says they're fighting Al-Qaeda, which is just now everyone they're fighting. Doesn't matter what group it is, even if it's an open religious group that's against even if you believe Al-Qaeda exists outside of an intelligence agency controlled by the West, just it's groups who are openly different sects of Islam who are openly not connected in any way to even the false Al-Qaeda. But they'll still call them Al-Qaeda. And then listen to the spin of Senator Warner from Virginia, who's particularly evil. Let's go ahead and play this clip. Here it is.
You know, this is not one of those shows where we take sides. I really try to just look at facts on the ground. And the president in his speech talked about the Battle of Tal Afar. And in his speech today, he said that it was led primarily by Iraqi security forces, 11 Iraqi battalions backed by 5 coalition battalions providing support. He used this as compared to the Battle of Fallujah as an example of how much better the Iraqis are doing. Earlier, I talked to Time Magazine's Michael Ware, the Baghdad bureau chief, who was embedded during the entire battle. I want to play you what he said about the Iraqi units he saw.
I was in that battle from the very beginning to the very end. I was with Iraqi units right there on the front line as they were battling with Al-Qaeda. They were not leading. They were being led by the U.S. Green Berets Special Forces with them. Green Berets who were following an American plan of attack, who were advancing with these Iraqi units as and when they were told to do so by the American battle planners. The Iraqis led nothing.
Do you think the president was correct in saying that this was an Iraqi victory, that the Iraqis were leading the way?
Well, I'll let the commanders sort that out. But I respect those journalists that embed themselves. And I accept as a credible description what you've just put forward. But you didn't hear him say they cut and run like they did in Fallujah. You didn't hear him say that the Iraqis dropped their arms. He said they were fighting. Now, it may well have been that the battle plan was drawn up by the coalition forces, probably the U.S. leading.
So there's your spin. Cuts off quickly there, but that's a little clip from CNN. Look, forget that lie. That's nothing compared to saying that there are 144 battle groups, or battalions, I forget what they call them over there, in the Iraqi security forces that have been set up, the Iraqi National Guard. And then generals just a few months ago said, no, we've got 3 groups ready. Just not 140-something, 3. And look, folks, we were told we would be there for 2 months. We were told that they'd be back in time for Christmas. They were lied to. There is already a national draft. Tens of thousands of soldiers, in some cases that have served 23 years in the military, they try to retire and they say, no, you signed a contract 23 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago. You didn't read the fine print. We're keeping you. They've already served. Folks, in World War II, you had to fly 22 missions. It was a catch-22, though, because 55% of the time over Europe you died. It was that type of level of fighting. Unbelievable casualty numbers. But still, 22 missions. In Vietnam, you would have to go for one tour, 11 months? No one in modern history has ever made an army, unless you talk about Hitler or the Soviets, fight for more than one tour consecutively. And then even then, the levels of battle fatigue, the breakdown, the falling apart, these are like machines. They're like a bulldozer. They're like a sewing machine. They're like any machine. They're like tires. They can only go so far statistically. And then post-traumatic stress, breakdowns, violence. You can only stay at a super heightened level so long. Unless they just stay in the green zone and suck their thumbs. That's why generals on average spend 4 months there. Why are they always having commanders there on average 4 months? Because they don't want to stay. Tommy Franks says, I'm leaving. I'm retiring. And it's another thing is the generals, even though there are a lot of them are corrupt New World Order types, they keep trying to do what needs to be done to win. That's not the battle plan, buddy. You're getting pulled out. How many generals did they send over there who were supposed to be there for a year and 2 weeks in, you're relieved. Remember? We're going to get the water on. The Iraqis are going to run things. We're getting your power on. We're going to do this. Boom. That's not what's going to happen. You're removed. General Karpinski. Hey, I went into these areas. The CIA's running in the prisons. I think something's going on. Oh, yeah, something is going on. You're torturing people. And you're going to jail, lady, and you're going to take the fall. No, I'm not. Secretary White was an Enron crook, folks. He took members of Congress and legislatures on tours of fake trading rooms with fake computers, with fake screens, with fake trading. But just Enron, at the end of the day, would just tell you what the price was and charge you what they wanted, and just like much of our stock market and the mercantile. It's just total fraud, folks. I mean, this is one of their boys, and he says, listen, we're going to lose this. You know, he wasn't that evil. He thought he wasn't that deep down the rabbit hole. He didn't, you know, you don't think White actually ran things. He said, we need 450,000 troops. Listen, Rumsfeld said, get your stuff and get out. But all the generals say, sir, I just want to win. They get out of here. You're fired. Treasury Secretary O'Neill. How many others? We've got Powell's former big globalist aide. We got Shkrokov, National Security Advisor. We've got all these people saying, and at certain levels they're distancing themselves to make it then look like it was all just Bush and some rogue people. They are carrying out globalist operations, and they're meant to fail. But even a lot of old-timers, to see this happening, they're not even going along with it. And then you've got the surly neocon radio listener who's not conservative, who loves open borders, loves gun control, loves the biggest debt ever, loves to just smirk and put W stickers all over their cars. It's disgusting. Let's go back to the calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Andy in Illinois. Andy, go ahead.
Alex, you're a great American.
Well, you are, my friend. What's on your mind?
You're a true patriot. First of all, can I plug my affiliate? AM 1520 WLUV in Rockford, Illinois.
So, you know, we need to plug our affiliates more. Tell folks about that fine station.
It's a great station. It's the only locally owned station here in town. The person that owns the station has owned it for 43 years.
So, why don't you plug when the show's on?
Pardon me?
Tell them when they broadcast the show.
It's live from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you're a truck driver, you know, traveling in the area, or a business person, salesman,
tell folks the region of Illinois and tell them the time.
Okay, it's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's northern Illinois, 15 miles from the Wisconsin border. The frequency also goes up into parts of southern Wisconsin. And going east, it reaches the Chicago suburbs. We're about 70 miles northwest of Chicago.
That's right. Well, you know, and I want to thank all of our affiliates. We are small. We don't have the time to thank them and to serve them a lot of times, but they're great. And I guess we've got about three great affiliates that carry the show in Illinois now, and I believe the fine station you mentioned. Give us the frequency again.
AM 1520.
That's right, 1520. They're the only one, I believe, from memory that goes live, and we're very, very thankful for that affiliate. And everybody in that area listening right now, tell people, roll down your window, tell them to tune in right now to 1520.
And that's locally owned, the old school mom and pop shop radio.
That's who picks us up, is privately owned stations, and we do get them the ratings. On average, after we're carried 6 months to a year, even if they don't buy the book, and stations can get a look at it, you will see that we will build you an audience. The truth sells, the people want it. What else is on your mind, sir?
Well, a lot of things. First of all, if anybody doesn't believe Iraq is meant to be a quagmire, just look at the border situation in Iraq. We are not patrolling the southern border. It reminds me so much of Vietnam. That allows more insurgents to move in from Syria. So if anybody's arguing with a neocon, just tell them that. Why aren't we securing the border in Iraq?
Well, they'll say, Bush, he's not perfect. He don't mean it.
And next point I wanted to make, it's amazing to me, Alex, how if you talk to a neocon, they don't believe that America is becoming a police state. But try talking to somebody. I have a couple of friends, one who migrated from Ukraine. Another one from Russia. This country is reminding them of what they escaped. They're wondering why they even migrated here.
I know a lot of Russians and a lot of Poles and a lot of Greeks and people that have seen police states that are moving back home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're getting scared enough to sell successful businesses and leave.
Mm-hmm. And one suggestion I have for you before I let you go on your show. I'd like to hear more film clips. I turned a friend on to you, and you had mentioned 9/11 being an inside job. And just like me, the first time I heard you say it, I thought you were, you know, crazy. I know better now because I got martial law. It would be kind of cool to hear you play like Larry Silverstein clips more.
You know, I've done that. I've also thought about just taking whole segments of martial law and playing them on air.
Do it more often, and when you have a report, Let us know.
Stay there.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book. The most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment. Cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change. So quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Shift your thinking. When they lose the war on drugs, when more drugs come in, they get to put more people in the private prisons competing with our jobs. And if you study it, it really is a select drug cartel controlled by elements of our government that is shipping in the majority of the heroin and cocaine. And it's the same crowd pushing Ritalin and Prozac on your kids whose molecules are even more deadly than heroin and cocaine. At their molecular structure, they're more dangerous. And it's the same thing with this war. When you read PNAC and you read T2OG documents and you read Israeli documents, this is the plan. Listen to me, folks. Listen to me. This is not my opinion. If you care about the troops, we got to get them home. And I don't want to hear that it's going to make Iraq fall into an Islamic republic. Our government has given it over to Islamicists. That's been the plan. And to just keep our people there as a turkey shoot so Halliburton can make money is a absolute fraud. Go ahead and finish up the point you were making, Andy, in Illinois, listening to us on 1520.
Yes, Alex. I tell my friends about some of the news I've heard on your show, like, for example, the New Freedom Initiative. And they'll ask me, where did you hear that from? Well, radio talk show host Alex Jones, and they've never heard you. Oh, another Rush Limbaugh? The point I'm making is I'm sure a lot of your other listeners would like to hear you announce the press releases you get these, you know, the sources that you get these stories from, so we can really back up what we're saying.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call, sir. I mean, I'll say it right now. We do post it. Every week we post something about New Freedom. I mean, you're right in the belly of the beast in Illinois. I mean, it's been in the Chicago Tribune. It's been in the Chicago Sun. I think that's the name of it. It's been in all those papers that they're going to even go after pregnant women now and make them be psychologically tested. And you're actually the state where they're trying to implement. And Texas, for some reasons, like your sister on this, they're trying it here. And they passed it earlier this year. I've had Ron Paul, a congressman, on. We've read the bill. I mean, it's just it's all documented. I mean, I don't. It's hard to believe they're trying to force psychologically test and drug, but it's really happening. Melissa in Texas, thanks for holding. Welcome.
The other day, someone called in and mentioned Joan Vian.
Yes.
And Prince Charles. And then you said something that confused me, so I'd like to see if we could help me understand a little better. You mentioned the Antichrist along with Joan Vian and said that her book on that, something about that.
No, I think that I've interviewed Joan many times. I think she does a wonderful job. I said going to all these globalist meetings and uncovering it. We need to get her on. But I believe I've heard her talk about some of the other people discussing, you know, could Prince Charles be the Antichrist? And I was saying I don't think I totally agree with her on that.
The book that I have by her is called Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince. And in that book, she just talks about how he's pushing the United Nations agenda to rewild and get rid of humans. And
no, I know, and I think mentally I may have crossed that over with the book Prince Charles and a Cup of Tea, written by someone else saying he's an Antichrist, and then I think I've heard her being asked the question on air. No, Joan only gets into factual stuff, so that
right.
might be. That's the kind of mistakes I make, is I like mix things together sometimes.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify for other people so that they wouldn't be, you know, pulled away from looking into her work.
Oh, I think it's one. No, I mean, she, very factual, goes in specifically. They said Joan Vian, and what do you think about Prince Charles, you know, being the Antichrist?
Right.
And I just said, well, I don't, I was kind of like, if she's saying that, I don't agree with it. But I think she just does great research.
Right, yeah.
So it was, you know, moving 100 miles an hour here with phone calls.
And I just wanted people to be, you know, clear on that.
And that's the responsibility I've got. People listen to every word I say.
I know. I was trying to, you know, clarify for myself and in case other people misunderstood also.
Hey, Melissa, what do you think about putting cameras in the school bathrooms?
Sounds like voyeurism to me.
It's so incredible that
it's
they just...
It's awful.
What do you think about just the whole state of things right now, Melissa?
Pretty scary, but I don't know. The only thing that keeps me going is trust in God. It's just so frightening watching everything take place around us and knowing that each of us is just one small person, but, you know, together, together especially.
Well, Melissa, of course, I know Melissa. Melissa's been calling in, and I've known Melissa for about, I don't know, 8-9 years. Melissa, though, a lot of people, wouldn't you agree, have woken up?
Yes, and it's not, you know, it really helps when they start flashing it on the regular news, the things that I've been saying for, months, years. Finally, people are waking up.
Well, Melissa, you're a great lady, and you've done so much behind the scenes, and we really appreciate you. And call me back sometime when you got more time, because I've got a guest coming up, but I want to hear from you in the future. I haven't heard from you in about a year or so, so take care. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, and we will talk to the mother and her valiant son exposing the camera in the bathroom.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I've talked a lot about it, and up on InfoWars.com we have four or five of some of the most egregious examples of cameras, not just in bathrooms, but in the stalls, videotaping everything. And in a Tennessee case, of course, that happened, about 3 years ago, actually had video cameras in the showers. And locally, they've been brainwashed to accept this, but a visiting group of middle school girls basketball team were in the field house after the game showering. They saw the cameras, ran screaming as a normal person would. Believe me, folks, if I was in a shower and I looked up and there was a camera, say at the gym or wherever, I would run out and go, "What is that?" You know, at the local gym. "What is that? Get that down." I mean, I would freak out. I would be angry. I want to know what that's hooked up to, and I want to know who's doing it. Well, that's how parents respond, and the arrogant principal is all, "This is for security." Then he got in trouble because it had been accessed on the Internet, was hooked into an Internet system as far away as North Carolina and California. And all over the nation, restrooms and schools, colleges, and I saw one 5 years ago in the Associated Press out of Michigan, putting them in the rooms at the road stops and parks. This is Winston. This is 1984. And to have I think the best way to do this is, I know I'm just telling you to do this now, but do you have that clip in front of you there? Scott, from yesterday, the clip that we played, where John, can you get that clip from the local news camera in school bathroom? Because I'm going to play that a little bit later, just so you can hear the arrogant response that they got from one of the local district attorneys saying, oh, well, you don't really have rights when you're in a school. That's baloney. And the principal, hey, you know what, I'm going to keep doing this, kind of in everybody's face. Because it's very, very important. And up on InfoWars.com, we have this article out of Jasper County, Georgia, camera in school bathroom, Cindy Champion, and, of course, Mac Bedor, her son. And we really appreciate Cindy and Mac joining us. And, Mac, you got a lot of courage getting the camera down. Of course, photos have already been taken by other students and taken to the sheriff. We'll tell you about some of the comments they made. But Cindy and Mac, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, you're welcome. I appreciate the audience. I think this is an issue that needs to be brought to the forefront before we lose every privacy that we have. So,
now, out of the gates, Cindy and Mac, you guys have built a website. You just threw it up. It's under construction. But if people want to go visit your mission statement now, you're going on the offensive. Tell us about your new organization and tell us about your website.
Well, what we want to do is, let me just start by saying the group is called PACER.org, and that stands for Parents Against Cameras in Restrooms. It's something that has really surprised me through this whole process that this is an issue that apparently legally there's an opinion that this is a viable thing to do with our children. So I want to bring the understanding of the law, number one, to clarity. I think we've got to be clear as to what is considered legal in this country.
And if it is legal, we need to make it illegal.
Exactly. So that's step two, is let's first try to clarify what is legal.
Well, you've got to understand something, Cindy, a champion, and you are a champion for liberty, pun intended. But looking at this, I have studied the law. I have studied the cases. I've had 50 lawyers on over the years on this very subject of surveillance in bathrooms. Let me just tell you something. Tyranny, tyrants, despots will always claim it's legal and lawful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, the district attorney, they're trying to claim arresting American citizens and torturing them with no due process is okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the current attorney general, when he was White House counsel, said that Bush was above the law and actually could become dictator if he wanted to. So just because they're always going to claim, I mean, the Supreme Court claimed black people weren't human beings. Of course they are. So just because they claim this doesn't, no, it's a total violation of the Fourth Amendment, total violation of privacy. It is Big Brother. And you're right. So what? You can claim it's legal. We're going to pass a law that you can't do this.
Well, that's exactly what I want to do, is there needs to be a movement across the country because it needs to be clarified on a national level. And
were you aware of Tennessee with the cameras in the showers?
I had just actually ran into that yesterday when I was doing a little bit more research. This has caught me so by surprise that I've been just kind of chasing information.
Can you imagine if your son played football and he went in there and they were videotaping him?
It's the same difference. Or the little girl's room, even. And, you know, there were not doors on these stalls. So, you know, I definitely have some issues. But it's been kind of a roller coaster, of assumptions that have been one by one, being deteriorated.
Let me tell you something. You have the assumption that the government doesn't want to force us to take microchips. I can give you a federal document from the Defense Department saying that's the plan. I can play Sean Hannity, Andy Rooney, former Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson, saying you need to be made to take it. And I've had a police chief on from Bergen County, New Jersey, with a couple million people in his county, saying he'll make you take them.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure. And all in, I guess, for the sake of security. Like.
But that shows how insane. See, we all make these assumptions that we're not living in an Outer Limits episode, but we are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to shut up. I want to hear specifically from you what happened, and I want to bring your son, who I just absolutely admire, Mac Bedor, on with us. He's on with us right now. Mac, how are you doing, young man?
Good. How about you?
Will you do me a favor, and will you just kind of in a synopsis, tell us when you first learned of the camera, what happened, what it was like when you got suspended.
Oh, whenever I got suspended, excuse me, but,
he's a little bit nervous.
Don't be nervous, it's no big deal. Now, again, you're 13 years old, you're in middle school. When did you first learn of the camera? I mean, describe that for us.
Well, me and my friends, first it started at lunch. That's when we found out it was in there. And then whenever we went back to class, our class went to the restroom, and we went in there, and we saw a camera in there. And we went and got our teacher, and we asked if that was a camera, and he was like, I don't know, it kind of looks like one. And we asked if anyone knew about it. He's like, well, none of the teachers know about it as far as I'm concerned. And we were just shocked and we hated it. Excuse me again.
No, you're doing good. So yeah. You hated it. You didn't like living in Airstrip 1 in 1984. What happened next?
Well, they released to the buses to go home. And me and my friends, we went in there and we took it down, and I took it home to my mom, and I knew she would do something about it.
Yeah, she's not a brainwashed Nazi like some of the people in this country are. Now, one of your friends, I'm told, someone you know, took a photo of the camera, too?
Well, yeah, but I don't really know him that much. Like, me and him are just acquaintances, but he did take a picture of the camera and showed it to the sheriff, and the sheriff said that the photo looks like it would be something like child pornography.
Now, who specifically told you that? Cindy Champion, were you able to talk to this youth?
I haven't spoken to him. We've looked or asked around to try to get a telephone number, but so far I haven't been able to locate.
But specifically, Mac, this is what the student told you.
Yeah. And he told a bunch of... he told me and my friends that he took it to the sheriff, and the sheriff said that.
The sheriff or a sheriff's detective?
The sheriff.
Wow. We'll try to get a hold of the sheriff there. Is that the Jasper County Sheriff?
Yes, sir, it would be.
Okay. Now, continuing, you brought it home to your mother, who's on the line with us right now, and what developed next? I mean, what did you think once your son comes walking in? Hey, Mom, this camera's in the bathroom.
Well, I got the call. He literally, from the moment he got off the bus, he came straight into the house, picked up the phone, called me and said, you know, Mom, they were filming in the bathroom, in the boys' bathroom, and the camera, he actually initially told me the camera fell and I picked it up and I brought it home because Mom, it just wasn't right. And I'm going, great, okay. So I told him we'd discuss it and I would go back up to the school tomorrow and see what was going on. Initially, it was my impression that there was a possibility it wasn't actually placed there and maybe one of the students perhaps had brought it or something. And, you know, I wanted to consider that as a possibility. We're a fairly small community, very rural.
Now, on the record, though, this is a small fisheye camera, too. A little.
Yes, as a matter of fact. It's one that you can buy to do personal surveillance and whatnot. I have done, and we can discuss this in a little while, I have done some research on that specific camera.
It's one of the El Cheapo internet ones. I got quite a few of them because I do investigative stuff. I have a TV show, but
it's got apparently, and this is another concern. It has a 700-foot line of sight transmission. Where this camera was placed, there are actually houses well within in a whole street area.
It was broadcasting, and computers, by the way, automatically pick up on that. People have computers that scan for frequencies, and it's a big business,
right?
Selling these, and then big business fighting these. A lot of people have been caught too doing stuff. Foster parents beating up their kids and stuff because the neighbor's able to tune in on the monitor and see this. But so that's an interesting development.
It is. In fact, I it's one of those things when I knew I was going back to give the camera to the school, and I wrote down all of the information, and then when I had the opportunity to call the manufacturer, the person, or I'm not, not necessarily the manufacturer, but the person that sold this, because it had all of their information, I was able to talk with the person, with the salesperson. He gave me some of the specifications. And
sure, you went and looked up the specs on the camera.
Exactly.
So it's a wireless camera that goes out 700 feet.
Right, and full, and you know, again, that's line of sight. So, you know, it will vary depending on structure. But this was a full color, and it did have full audio. So this wasn't even, I'm looking to make sure everything's okay.
Now, specifically, the news says that it was aimed into the stalls but didn't cover everything. What does this really cover? Because later you went and talked to the principal, right?
Of course, absolutely. In fact, she anticipated I would be there because I'm just that kind of mom. So I called her the next afternoon. I had early appointments and wasn't able to get there. And she said, yes, Ms. Champion, you need to come and pick Mac up. And so I could tell by what she was saying that they were getting ready to suspend him. I got up there. I knew I was going to be angry, so I told relatives, look, I'm going to be pretty hot. So, be sure and be by the phone in case I need you. But anyway, I went in and spoke with the principal of the middle school, Miss Massengale. And she had she sat me down and initially went straight to the infraction of suspension. So basically
attacking you for guilt.
Correct.
Now, let's be clear. It wasn't that school that put it in, right? It was the high school principal came and did it?
This is a strange thing. You have a combination facility. There is a shared gym and a shared lunchroom.
Yeah, I mean, it's a complex.
Yeah, it's a complex. And so, you know, you have most of the classes are localized. You have most middle school on one side and most high school on the other. However, this particular bathroom is a shared facility because it's just outside the lunchroom.
Okay, so the principal put it in there, mm-hmm. and so there's people, I guess, ages then 11
to 18.
Yeah, 11 to 18.
Mm-hmm. Males. Now, when I sat down with the principal of the middle school, again, Miss Massengale, and she informed me that Mac was going to be suspended for 5 days for theft by taking because he took school property off campus. So at this point, he's still under suspension, which is he was perfectly willing to accept that on because it was worth it to him. I mean, that's just been his attitude. It was worth it for me, Mom. You needed to see this camera.
That's in the spirit of 1776. There'd be something wrong with him if he didn't do that. And the fact that your son is the rare person that does have courage and honor and his head screwed on straight shows how much trouble this country's in.
Oh, yeah, at 13 that they know better. You know, by the time we're 30, what are we doing? But she proceeded to, you know, make sure I was clear that he wasn't allowed on campus and, you know, et cetera. After she finished with what she was doing, I asked her, okay, what about the camera? And she proceeded to tell me that she had no comment. I have no comment. I'm not able to discuss this and, you know, so on and so forth. And basically she had been prepared that this is how, you know,
they're going to foist some guilt on your son. They're going to turn it around on record and try to charge him with being a crook.
Right.
And then they don't want to discuss how they got a camera in the bathroom.
That's exactly what happened. So through some further conversation, because at this point I'm going, what do you want me to do? This is my son. He's 13 years old. You guys are filming in the bathroom. And I was that indignant. And so, you know, at this point I'm tearing up. I'm upset because I'm not really wanting to have to fight the system, but here you go. She's beginning to tear up. She admitted to me she was not aware that the camera had been placed there. And subsequently, through the conversation, which she still was having to be very guarded about because she has a job, she indicated that basically the teachers were not aware. I asked where the camera had been placed, if they were placed in all of the bathrooms. No, they were just placed in the one bathroom because this particular bathroom, they've been experiencing a lot of vandalism. It wasn't even a safety issue. It wasn't a security issue, you know, as far as health.
Well, look, that's a ridiculous excuse. And the point is when there's a problem, you start having hall monitors go check the bathroom.
Thank you. Well, that's exactly what I told her is, it sounds like an age-old problem. We've always had vandalisms in the bathroom. When I was in high school, there was always problems in the bathroom, and we never had cameras in the bathroom. And I asked then to see where the camera was placed. She called the high school principal.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know how much time you have with us. You can stay into the next hour if you can, but
okay.
We've only got a little five-minute segment coming up. If it's possible, I'd keep you 15, 20 minutes in the next hour because I want to talk to Mac. I want to talk more to you, Mr. Champion, because this is so important, and I want to get into what you saw in that video, where you're going from here. I hope you sue these people's, into oblivion because this is such a dangerous precedent. We'll be right back with our guest, both of them, standing up for all our freedoms.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't forget, folks, my new documentary, The Order of Death, getting into the occult activities of the global elite and old history of Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, new footage, hidden footage inside there. We didn't go in the Bohemian Grove bathrooms, though. We let them have their privacy in there. But it is such an important new film, and it comes with the original Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, re-edited updated for 2005. Both films on one DVD or VHS, $24.95. Each additional copy, $9.95. So you get a whole bunch of them and give them as gifts, and your purchase makes this broadcast possible. Be sure to go to InfoWars.com and order via the Safe Secure online shopping cart, or get the new film, Martial Law, as well, or any of the other books or videos we're carrying there in the online bookstore, or call toll-free. They can take your order, answer all your questions, 1-888-253-3139. Or get a 15-cent a day membership at PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month, and you get about 5 months free. You already got 3 months free when you got a yearly membership, but it's like $10 off now, even more. So I guess that's 5 months roughly free when you get a year membership right now, $39 a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. So all the films, everything's there. Talking to our valiant guest, Cindy Champion and Mac Bedor, her son, during the break, Mrs. Champion was telling me about how how they have the ID cards in surrounding counties and the Social Security numbers on it. They're turning the schools into prisons, but continuing. And we're going to hold them over about 15 minutes in the next hour, folks, because this is so important. We've only got a few minutes left, though, in this hour. Kind of give us the condensed version, and then I want to come back and talk some to your son. Specifically now, you talk to her. She seems upset. How did you get to the point to be able to, quote, watch some of the video?
She called the high school principal who had placed the camera and said, we have a parent here that wants to view the video. What they did is he did come to the middle school office with film in hand, or VHS cassette in hand. He popped it in the machine, and he showed me the last 2 minutes only of the tape. So I cannot attest of what actually was on there past that, but the 2 minutes he showed me was where there were three boys involved in taking the camera down and disabling it. And,
absolute heroes.
They basically, showed that, coming down, and then Mac grabbed the camera and they caught the bus and left the facility. After being shown that, and let me also clarify, this is what I saw as far as where the camera was set. The camera was up in the ceiling in a corner of the room. It was not, you could see, there were not stall doors. So you could see in the stalls a little bit, about a quarter or so of the stall could be seen into. That you could not see urinals or toilets. Just
now, in the Tennessee case, it was the whole Kit Kat and caboodle right into the showers. But it doesn't matter. This shouldn't be anywhere in the bathroom.
Oh, I agree.
It's going to be in the toilet.
Well, I absolutely agree. This is where I saw. My response was that there are other options. We need to look at other options. If there's an issue, then, I did the same suggestion you did. What about, a hall monitor? And technically the hall monitor could be outside the bathroom and hear anything that's going on.
Well, I mean, back in the day when that happened there, if a problem cropped up, they would just start having the coaches or the principals would just come spot check it, and they'd always catch people.
I mean, oh, yeah, absolutely. The other thing that concerned me, quite frankly, is that it seems I had a reporter from the local Monticello News call me last night, and she wanted to find out, because she had the PAT statement that the press release that Joshua County School Board had distributed, which said basically nothing. And, so she was wanting to call and get the full story.
I'll tell you what, stay there. We'll be right back in 70 seconds with our guest, Mrs. Cindy Champion and her son. We'll be right back. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.